Welcome to Featured Wikia, the day where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, July 8, 2023 is Third Test, 1948 Ashes Series. The third test of the 1948 Ashes Series was one of five tests in the Ashes cricket series between Australia and England. The match was played at Old Trafford in Manchester from 8 to July 13, 1948, with a rest day on 11th of July. The match was drawn after the whole of the fourth day and the first half of the fifth day was washed out due to rain. England had the upper hand before the weather intervened. The draw maintained Australia's 2-0 lead in the series, which was established through victories in the first two tests. As Australia were the holders of the Ashes, the draw meant that England could do no better than level the series 2-2 by winning the last two tests, and thus Australia retained the Ashes. The test started amid controversy following the omission of leading England batsman Lynn Hutton for performing poorly in the previous match. Having largely failed, apart from brief periods, to challenge Australia in the first two tests, the hosts had made four changes to their team in an attempt to find a combination that could threaten the visitors' supremacy. Australia made their first change for the series, ending the test career of veteran batsman Bill Brown after two poor matches. England captain Norman Yardley won the toss and elected to bat. Dennis Compton left the field after being bloodied in the head by a Rayland Wall bouncer. At this stage, the hosts were at 33 halves with an injured player, and they batted defensively for a period to try and regroup. Having received treatment, Compton returned with England in difficulty at 119/5 midway through the day and proceeded to score 145 not out, aided by several dropped catches, helping England to recover to 363 all out on the second afternoon. Compton and seamer Alec Bedser were involved in a mix-up, resulting in the latter being run out and ending a 121-run partnership. Lindwall was the most successful bowler, taking 499. During the England innings, Australian opener Sid Barnes, who had gained much attention throughout the season for fielding at point-blank range in front of the batsman on strike, was hit in the ribs by a Dick Pollard pole shot and had to be carried from the ground and hospitalized. In reply, Australia batted steadily to be 126 thirds by the end of the second day but then fell to 172 sixths, effectively 7 wickets down with Barnes unable to bat after collapsing again, before evading the follow-on by reaching 221. Australia scored slowly through the innings, finding the hosts' bowlers difficult to negotiate. Bedser took 481 and Pollard 353. England began their second innings and were strongly placed on 174 thirds at the end of the third day, an overall lead of 316 with 7 wickets in hand. They had been aided by several dropped chances against Cyril Washbrook, who reached 85 by the close of play. However, rain meant that no play was possible on the fourth day and England did not have the opportunity to capitalize on their favorable position and set Australia higher unders. Yardley declared on the final morning, but play did not start until mid-afternoon due to continuing inclement weather. The Australian batsmen thereafter played for a draw. They batted slowly and reached 92 when stumps were drawn, not making an attempt to chase the 317 for victory. Arthur Morris made 54 not out, his second half-century of the match to go with his 51 in the first innings, registering Australia's top score on both occasions. Despite the fact that 30% of the playing time was lost to rain, the match still managed to set a record for the highest attendance at a test match in England, surpassing the mark set in the previous test. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:12 UTC on Saturday, July 8, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Third Test, 1948 Ashes Series. This podcast is produced by Rob Olsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikiotheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikiotheday@mastodon.ai. Rob Olsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.